USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, wants the House of Representatives, led by Democrats, to get back to work.
Committees first have to do the work to do the bills. So bring a few committees back. Bring Armed Services to do the National Defense Bill. Bring appropriations back to do the appropriation bills, or 12 bills that fund government as we go forward.
McCarthy speaking there on Fox News. Now, the Senate is in session, and Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says a good amount of the Paycheck Protection Program loans are not going to small businesses.
To very wealthy companies, to companies that still have a lot of money, to companies that are taking loans and even not keeping their employees on.
Schumer provided no specifics of his allegations. President Trump speaking at a Honeywell plant in Phoenix, Arizona. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable. But there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says he hasn't seen a new model that says there could be 3,000 coronavirus deaths a day by June. Azar telling Fox News the White House didn't review the model and neither has the coronavirus task force.
There are hundreds of models that are drafted up to look at various contingencies out in the private public health world as well as within our agencies. This apparently is a draft modeling report of various contingencies prepared by Johns Hopkins. This was not reviewed by the White House or senior leadership or the task force.
Texas Republican John Ratcliffe is vowing to speak truth to power if confirmed as a director of national intelligence, telling the Senate Intelligence Committee he would be the leader of the intelligence community without bowing to any outside influence.
The intelligence I will provide, if confirmed, will not be impacted or altered as a result of outside influence.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Under the CARES Act, hospitals can be paid higher amounts if their cases are coronavirus-related. And USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the details.
Hospitals are getting paid more to list patients as COVID-19 and three times as much if the patient has to go on a ventilator. Senator Dr. Scott Jensen from Minnesota said the CDC is encouraging American doctors to overcount coronavirus deaths across the United States. Dr. Jensen also disclosed that hospitals are paid more if they list patients with a COVID-19 diagnosis.
Hospital administrators might well want to see COVID-19 attached to a discharge summary or a death certificate. Why? Because if it's a straightforward garden variety pneumonia that a person is admitted to the hospital with, if they're on Medicare, typically the diagnosis-related group lump sum payment will be about $5,000. But if it's COVID-19 pneumonia, then it's $13,000. And if that COVID-19 pneumonia patient ends up on a ventilator, it goes to $39,000.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Nike is donating thousands of pairs of shoes to healthcare professionals working long hours during the coronavirus pandemic. The company is partnering with Good 360 to give more than 30,000 pairs to workers in Chicago, Los Angeles, Memphis, and New York City. The shoe came out last year and is the company's first sneaker designed specifically for healthcare athletes. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.